We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Hey friends, and welcome to this final day of joy. It is day 28, and our title today is Inexpressible Joy. Robert Murray McShane said, "The truest, purest joy flows from a discovery of Jesus Christ." Our text today is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. "Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls." In 1 Peter 1, Peter writes to encourage believers who are going through various trials. Peter teaches that trials test the genuineness of our faith. Those who pass the test will rejoice with Jesus at his second coming. Peter contrasts our current difficulties with the soon-to-come reality of our Christian faith. In verse 8, Peter explains that believers continue to love Christ even though they haven't seen him yet. The word for seen indicates physical eyesight. The fact that we haven't seen Jesus yet with our own eyes does not diminish our great love for him. And not seeing Jesus Christ physically doesn't change our trust in him. This combination of love for and faith in Jesus Christ produces an inexpressible and glorious joy. This joy is twofold. First, it is powerful enough to leave us speechless. And second, it is filled with the glory of God. This joy is inexpressible and filled with glory for a specific reason. True believers know that they will receive the outcome of their faith, which is the salvation of their souls. So if we are true believers, we know one day we will cross the finish line of faith and obtain the goal for which Jesus saved us. This reality brings us present tense joy too glorious to express. As we conclude this devotional on joy, think about these two different acrostics for J-O-Y that could have profound impact on your Christian journey. One acrostic for joy is as follows: J, Jesus; O, others; and Y, yourself. Jesus, others, yourself. Joy comes from putting Jesus first in your life, then others, and finally yourself. First in importance is loving Jesus with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But next is putting others before yourself. True joy comes by loving God more than anything and considering others as more important than yourself. You can easily lose your joy anytime you get the order wrong. If you selfishly love yourself more than you love God and other people, your joy will quickly diminish. So remember, Jesus first, others second, and yourself third as a recipe for joy. Another acrostic for joy is J, Jesus; O, symbolizing nothing; and Y, yourself. When you allow nothing to come between Jesus and yourself, you can experience the fullness of joy. That lines up with God's first two commandments found in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. "And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or a likeness of anything that is in heaven above or on the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments." Our God is a jealous God. He wants our undivided love and complete loyalty. When we love God first and foremost, we will not allow idols to come between us or our relationship with him. God blesses that commitment with the fullness of his joy. When we choose to believe God and credit what Christ has done for us, we will find it difficult to do anything short of abounding in joy. True belief in his work on our behalf yields hope in our eternal future and an ability to grasp the outcome of our faith, which is the salvation of our souls. Is there anything more joyful than that? May your life abound with the fullness of joy that comes from celebrating and living out the abundant life found in Jesus? Let's ponder these questions today. What are your thoughts on Peter's words, "Rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory"? In what ways can the two acrostics of joy found in today's devotion impact your life? Jesus, others, and you, or Jesus, nothing, and yourself? Let's listen to this statement by Tommy Newberry that says, "Your life here on earth is your special, unrepeatable opportunity to fulfill God's vision for your life and to magnify the joy He has placed within you." So what are some steps you could take to dwell more fully in God's vision for your life so that you can magnify the joy He has placed in you? As we conclude our study on joy, what have you learned about joy that can give you a new perspective in your Christian life? Let's pray together. Sweet Jesus, thank you so much for how you have multiplied our joy as we've taken this journey together. Lord, let our joy not stop growing, but may it overflow continually to others. May we keep the focus of J-O-Y, of Jesus first, others second, and ourselves last. When you are first and then others, we can't help but be fully satisfied knowing we're living exactly how you plan for our lives. Oh, how we love you, sweet Jesus. You are such a good, good Father, and we praise you, and we thank you for this joy. In Jesus' name.